Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, with a classic from the Charlie Daniels Band, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I'm Pepper. On the phone with me, the man, the myth, the legend, Charlie Daniels himself. Charlie, do you ever wonder how it's possible that The Devil Went Down to Georgia is 40 years old?
You know, I've been asked that quite a few times, especially in the last little while, and putting some thought into it. I think the reason being is the little guys like that one. They like the 7-8-year-old. And they kind of grow up with it, and I think they kind of take it with them, and they keep remembering it, and it's not the kind of song that changes, you know, I mean, it's not the style, it don't go out of style because of the musical things changing, because it kind of stands alone in that way, and I think it's just people grow up with it.
I think Blake Shelton might be one of those people. There's a nod to that song in his latest song, God's Country.
Appreciate that, Blake. Thank you.
You're one of those guys who just never seems to age. What's your secret?
I do age. It's a blessing of God, to be honest with you. I mean, just putting the book credit where it belongs, because I love what I do. And I've been blessed with doing something for a living that I enjoy doing, and I look forward to doing it every day. Every time I do it, I look forward to walking on stage and entertaining people, and it's just a joyous way to live, and it's not so physically demanding that I can't keep on at it. You know, if I did something besides something that was physically demanding, I would not be able to do it, but it's not, and I'm very happy about that. So here we go along our merry way here, playing, going into our 62nd year as a professional musician.
That's awesome. In the past couple of years, you've written a memoir, put out a book of inspirational quotes, dropped an album with a band called the Bow Weevils, and then I just read that you recently finished writing a novel?
This is my first foray into, long-form writing and anything other than biographies and that sort of thing. So it's fictional, and one of these days we'll get it finished up and get it out. But I found that, to me, writing is a joy. It's something I didn't know I could do up until just a few years ago. And when I first started writing, well, it's been actually longer than a few years ago. It's been more like 25 years ago. But it takes the same kind of creative juices and so on as writing songs and anything else creative does. So it's another facet of God-given talent that you've got to, you got to exercise and use to make it work.
You are currently on the road with Travis Tritt for the Outlaws and Renegades tour, which kicked off in March. Any fun stories from the road so far?
Not particularly this trip. From times before, I can tell you something he did to me one night in Farmington, New Mexico. I was on stage, and he had some of his road guys to dress up in animal costumes and come out on stage and start dancing during my set, and I knew nothing about it. I didn't know who they were. I first of all thought it was, I thought maybe it was radio stations in the area that was their, their mascot costume. And I then come to find out that ain't what it is. And I looked up beside the station, there's Tritt over there laughing, just breaking up laughing. So I said, I will get you, and I will one of these days.
You and Travis, along with Love and Theft, are playing Star of the Desert Arena in Prim, Nevada on Saturday, August 24th. You're a man of faith, Charlie, and sometimes some unholy things happen in the state of Nevada. Do you have a game plan for staying out of trouble?
I don't have to. It's just it's second nature to me. This ain't my first rodeo.
Actually, there are a lot of fun things to do at this resort, even if gambling and drunken debauchery aren't your jam. There's like a log ride, and there's roller coasters. Are you a roller coaster kind of guy?
I used to be, back in my younger days. I don't know if I got nerve to ride one now or not, but I used to love to ride roller coasters. And the wilder and woolier they were, the better I liked them. But I'm going to probably stay off of the roller coaster this time.
Well, what can
maybe you can get Travis to ride it. He's a lot younger than I am.
Challenge accepted.
maybe they'll let me run it, and I can get him back for playing that trick on me.
Oh, you have thrown down the gauntlet there.
I would love to get him on the roller coaster and me operate it.
So what can we expect from your show?
We always do the songs that y'all have been kind enough to play on the radio over the years. They went down to Georgia and Long-Haired Country Boy and Legend of Willie Swamp and so on. But we always put some new things in the set every year. We'll play some songs you have not heard us play, and we'll probably grab a couple of oldies that you haven't heard us play in a long time. So our whole thing is to entertain people from the time we get on stage to the time we get off. So suffice it to say, we'll be rocking the whole time.
Charlie Daniels Band, Travis Tritt, and Love and Theft at Star of the Desert Arena in Prim, Nevada on Saturday, August 24th. There's a link to get tickets at kfrog.com. Click on the events page to find it. And thanks for checking in with us, Charlie Daniels.
Thank you, ma'am.